Welcome to episode 2321 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series. This week, we are discovering how to release negative thoughts with meditation techniques. The theme is all about beginning to recognize those thoughts that you might cycle through your mind day in and day out. You may have been doing this for years. You might have recently started cycling a certain thought through your mind because maybe something happened in your life that had you pivot in a direction that really is bringing you downward. So as you go through this week's series, you have a challenge. Your challenge this week is to every day notice the thoughts that are bringing you down. Notice your negative thoughts. You might keep a journal and then think about what may have triggered those thoughts. Consider if the thought is even true, or if it's something that you just are perceiving that may not actually be factual. And finally, replace this thought with something that is more uplifting. So this is a four-step process. First, identify the negative thought. Second, consider what may have triggered this negative thought. Third, consider whether or not it's a true valid thought. Fourth, replace this thought. So this is your challenge for this week. It's so important to catch those negative thoughts before you begin to possibly ruminate on them to where you may have trouble breaking this cycle of negative thinking. One of the best ways to break a cycle of negative thinking, and even a great way to start your day and end your day especially, is to repeat an affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement that uplifts your thoughts in a way that's focused on an intention. So it's not just a random statement you might create, or you might repeat that somebody else created. An affirmation is a statement that helps to empower you in a certain way. It might help you to calm down so that you can begin to focus again on what's really true, what's really valid, and what means the most to you in your life. So your affirmation for today has to deal with feeling safe. You'll be guided in an affirmation meditation. Many times when you notice your negative thoughts, you might notice that they have an undertone of feeling threatened in some way. You might feel fearful or worried or anxious about something. So the affirmation today is, I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. This is an affirmation created by Swami Kriyananda from Ananda Yoga, where there are affirmations with every single asana. So when you do a yoga pose, you repeat a very specific affirmation that has been customized with that yoga pose. I am certified to teach Ananda Yoga, and it's one of the main reasons why I decided to pursue Ananda Yoga, because I love the affirmations that go along with a yoga pose. If you'd like to start off your meditation by doing the pose that goes along with this affirmation, you could stretch yourself into the Paschimottanasana pose, or the seated forward bend. This is a forward bend in Hatha Yoga. As always, before you do any yoga, you should consult a physician. For this pose, especially if you have vulnerabilities in your back, especially the lumbar region of your spine. So as you get ready to meditate today, I want to share with you a quote to help you consider how incredibly important it is to pay attention to negative thoughts and to begin to change those negative thoughts into more positive, empowering ones. The quote I'm sharing with you today comes from an astronaut who wrote An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth by Chris Hadfield. I like this quote a lot because it goes right along with something that I highly recommend you do. I've mentioned this before here on the podcast, and I'll mention it again because it's that important. If you could start your day thinking about things that might go wrong and begin to choose how you would like to respond during those times. So in other words, you're going to do a little preparation mentally with your thoughts so that you don't slip into a negative thought if something negative comes your way. You can choose before an event even happens how you would like to respond. Now, that doesn't mean you'll always respond the way that you had prepped your mind to respond, but your chances are certainly much better to respond in a more positive way than in a more negative way. So here is the quote. My optimism and confidence come not from feeling I'm luckier than other mortals, and they sure don't come from visualizing victory. They're the result of a lifetime spent visualizing defeat and figuring out how to prevent it. Like most astronauts, I'm pretty sure that I can deal with what life throws at me because I've thought about what to do if things go wrong, as well as right. That's the power of negative thinking. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, straighten your spine and gently uplift your eyes upward. This little tweak helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to notice where you might hold tension in your body right now. And notice your thoughts. Notice where you hold these thoughts. It might correlate with the tension you might be holding in your body. Inhale and exhale through your nose. What is a negative thought you've been thinking about? Notice what triggered this thought. Is it true? Is there truth to this thought? Or is there a way you could put a more positive spin on it? Now let's replace this thought with a more positive thought. As you sit up with your eyes closed and your spine straight, out loud repeat, I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. Beautiful. Now whisper the affirmation. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. Beautiful. Now continue repeating the affirmation mentally to yourself, and then allow yourself to absorb the beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.